As the Republican candidates rallied their supporters last night in Florida, their campaigns were quietly sending disclosure reports to the Federal Election Commission in Washington. The big picture, Mitt Romney had more money than Newt Gingrich. President Obama had more than both of them put together. And a few of the new super PACs filed donor lists filled with high rollers. NPR's Peter Overby has details.
It wouldn't be a Newt Gingrich speech without historical references. And last night in Florida, the candidate with the underfunded campaign summoned up the Gettysburg Address and Abraham Lincoln.
Who said, "We have government of the people, by the people, for the people. And we're going to have people power defeat money power in the next 6 months."
The disclosures last night at the Federal Election Commission only go up through December 31st, but there are still some essential truths. In the last quarter of 2011, Gingrich had his best fundraising of the year, but so did Mitt Romney. On their disclosures, Gingrich reported raising almost $10 million. Romney reported $24 million. Gingrich had $2 million cash on hand on New Year's Day. Romney had nearly 10 times that. Thanks to a donor network in which 66% of the money came from people who could write checks for the legal maximum, $2,500. Sheila Krumholtz is director of the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks political money. She says Romney's fundraising is likely to accelerate from here.
You know, with this showing in Florida, you know, naturally this early money begets money and will likely, you know, continue that success.
And indeed, at 9 p.m. last night, Romney's campaign started pitching a one-term fund online with a goal of $1 million. Meanwhile, President Obama's campaign raised $40 million in the quarter, down from the previous report, but still enough to leave a bank balance of $81 million. That appears to be about twice as much as was raised in the fourth quarter by Romney, Gingrich, and the other two GOP candidates, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul, combined. The Obama campaign got just 9% of its money from maxed-out donors, and it got 43% from donors who gave $200 or less. The pace is ahead of the first Obama campaign, and if it remains on that trajectory, it would come close to $1 billion by Election Day.
I'm not sure how important it is to meet the $1 billion mark.
Again, Sheila Krumholtz.
There is so much more action and serious money being driven by super PACs and ultimately by their nonprofit counterparts in this election.
This is the first presidential election with super PACs, which sprang up after Citizens United and some other legal decisions opened the door wider for unlimited contributions. There are super PACs running alongside all of the presidential campaigns. The one backing Romney is the most prosperous. It reported raising $18 million. 40 corporations and other businesses gave money. Three financiers gave $1 million each. Last month, the pro-Gingrich super PAC started to catch up with $10 million from a casino billionaire and his wife. But the report filed last night shows that before that happened, the super PAC had only collected $2 million. And that's about the same level as the pro-Obama super PAC. It reported receipts of just over $1 million, with most of it coming from one source, the Service Employees International Union. Krumholtz says the lists of big donors look a lot like they did in the 1990s, back when it was legal to give unlimited soft money contributions to the party committees.
These are the folks with the money, and as well as people who clearly want to be kind of at the head of the pack.
Congress cut off soft money for the party committees in 2002. A decade later, it seems soft money has found a new home. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.